Well, good evening, everybody. If you're one of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people on the line here tonight, thanks so much for joining us. It is September 1st. Happy September. We had a fantastic August, highlighted by our national convention in Anaheim, of course. And, you know, just this is the calm before the storm as we roll into our fall road trip, our Ignite road trip. And for those of you who don't know, you can go directly to igniteroadtrip.com. Or you can go on to our website, and in the upper right-hand corner, there's an Ignite logo. It's got all of the different introductions and launches that we had at convention, and it also has a link to that igniteroadtrip.com website. And what you're going to see is that we put up fall tour flyers for all of the Florida events, West Palm Beach and Tampa and Orlando and Jacksonville and Fort Lauderdale, and then also our Texas events in Dallas and in Austin. And not only did we create flyers that you can share, but we also created these little social media squares. And these social media squares give you some options as to how to promote an event near you or maybe an event not near you. So if you're in California or if you're in Washington or in Hawaii or in New York and you know some folks, or maybe you're looking for some folks in Florida or in Texas, this is a great way to share and to let people know that we've got events going on, and we've got some of those events that are targeted on the concept of making real money, promoting real food, and definitely a little bit more, you know, product-oriented. And then we've got some Inc. 5000 social media squares as well. So lots of good promotional materials. And as that fall road trip rolls on, everything's going to be filled in. Everything's going to be filled out in all 47 of the event locations. The times, the dates are all going to be finalized. I think we got 37 of the 47 locked in right now, and I just saw another probably 8-10 flyers and all those social media squares across my desk for the events coming in the second week of September, some of the Midwest events and some of the West Coast events as well. So you're going to see, just check into igniteroadtrip.com. That's what's going to be your main point of contact for all of the event flyers and all of the social media information. Of course, one of the biggest launches, maybe the biggest launch that we had at convention, was our bio skincare. And we're getting some amazing, amazing results, testimonials that are starting to roll in, before and after photos, oftentimes in 5 or even 10 days. And so, you know, this combination of effective, noticeable results with natural ingredients seems to be really something that there's a need for in the marketplace. We knew that was the case, and just the initial response that people are having as far as how easy and fun it is to promote, as well as the results that they're getting for themselves and their friends and their family, have been really positive. So, you know, we know we've got a winner here with Bio, and for those of you who haven't heard, we're giving $5 to a charity called Operation Smile for every bio set that is sold here over the next couple of months. So that's another added benefit of paying it forward, is to not only make yourself beautiful, but to make others beautiful as well. So I think it's a great thing that Dave and Amy have done. And, you know, we'll be hearing from Amy in just a moment on the concept of carefrontation. And certainly this concept of Operation Smile is a big component of the care part of our bio skincare. Speaking of the transformation, we announced our Transformation Challenge winners at convention. Robert Farmer, as well as Sarah Sape, fantastic winners, randomly chosen. They had lost, oh, maybe 10, 12 pounds on their transformations, but continued on. I believe Robert lost 57 pounds. Sarah's lost over 40. I know her husband, LaValle's, lost like 80 or 90. So really cool stuff, and just so that you know, we're going to be transitioning our marketing efforts toward more of a focus on the Purium lifestyle. You're going to be seeing a fantastic new Purium lifestyle online magazine. So we're not going to take focus away from the transformation, but we saw some diminishing interest in the submissions to transformationenrollment.com. So for now, this is going to be the last Transformation Challenge. We can always, you know, kick it back in at some future time, but right now we're not going to be doing an active Transformation Challenge. So if you've got amazing before and after photos, we want to put it in our online magazine that's going to be coming out, this Purium Lifestyle online magazine. So email your product success stories to support@puriumcorp.com. And speaking of lifestyle, one of the things that's nice about being a Purium Lifestyle Club member is that every month we have a special. And this month you have an opportunity to save over $30 with a buy three, get one free on Rice Bran Solubles, one of our family's favorite products. It's just a really fantastic natural energizer. We put it in a lot of our smoothies, and it's something I would recommend highly. It's something that gives you energy all day long, as I know I need it as we're running into this 90-day fall campaign. I know I'm going to be on the road a good bit. I know Amy Venner is going to be on the road a good bit. David Sandoval is going to be on the road a bit.
Woo-hoo.
Our crowns are going to be, oh, there's David. So so what I'd like to do is introduce our other founder and owner. I hijacked her from the Wednesday night call. The Wednesday night call is the Meet the Owners call, but since this is the first day of the month, the first day of our 90-day run, you know, we're about to go on this Ignite road trip. I thought it was a perfect time to talk about prospecting, and Amy had such an interesting take on the concept of prospecting. You know, she used this term carefrontation at convention, and I'm not shy. I'll borrow stuff from, you know, from lots of different places. Whenever I hear flashes of brilliance, you know, I try to collect them. And I just thought it was a flash of brilliance, not only in the term, but how she presented the concept and the importance of how that really represents what we do at Purium. And so I invited her on to tonight's call, and she's calling in from Dallas. So our owner and founder, Amy Venner. Amy, are you on the line?
I am, yes. Thank you so much for having me tonight, David.
Yeah, well, like I say, it's September 1st. We're running into this this road trip, and I just love the term carefrontation, and would love for you to share your thoughts as to you know, why you think that's a great way to present Purium.
Oh, well, thank you so much. You know, I love that term too, and I too don't hesitate to borrow things from when I hear them. And so, actually, this is a term that I didn't coin myself, but when I realized I was at a point in my career where I needed help, I needed a push to really get to the next level and be the best leader I could be, I joined a group of business leaders, and that was about 5-6 years ago, and as part of this business group, we have a set of core values, much like we have at Purium, and one of them is carefrontation, and that's where I learned the proper definition of the term, and I learned the term, but what I realized is this is something that we have been practicing at Purium and in this business for the past 20 years. So again, carefrontation, it's a blended word. It is a blended word of care, you know, caring mixed with confrontation. And you know, I'm from the South, I'm from Texas. I'm actually back here visiting my family this weekend before the kids go back to school. And when you're a girl or a female raised in the South, raised that you don't really confront. It's not ladylike to confront. You never want to hurt someone's feelings. You want to do everything you can to always make someone feel better about themselves. And if you need to confront them about something, maybe that's, you know, going to hurt their feelings. And so that's something that I always shied away from because I didn't quite know how to do that appropriately until I learned about this carefrontation. And so confrontation, you know, when you're going up to somebody, when you're saying something, maybe when you're pointing out something about you don't quite agree with, you're not really in alignment with, maybe the way they're eating, maybe the way they're living their lifestyle, maybe the choices that they're feeding to their family or their children. And so you walk up and you tell them about it and you confront them about it. Well, how many times have we tried that and maybe it hasn't gone so well, you know? And for me, even though I might want to do that, I might want to share, it's kind of hard for me to do that because, again, I didn't want to be judging someone. I didn't want to make someone feel uncomfortable about what I was talking to them about. And so this carefrontation, basically, framing everything with humility and love versus pride and fear. So if you think about that, those are kind of polar opposites. Humility and love with carefrontation, pride and fear with confrontation. And so if you really think about that, how much more successful do you think you can be when you approach something with humility and love? When you come at something, when you approach a problem, when you come at somebody and you make them feel uncomfortable for just a moment, but you do it in a loving way and you provide a solution, how much better receptivity do you think you're going to get than if you approach them from a prideful and fearful place? Well, for me, it's daylight and dark. And so I think that that is also a way it's helped me so much realize that I'm not hurting someone's feelings. I'm not going against this value that my parents taught me that you never want to make someone not feel good about themselves when you talk to them about something that maybe you're not in alignment on or you don't agree with the way they're living their life. And so this confrontation was just a great concept. And I realized, like, looking back on my life 20 years ago, that's what Dave Sandoval did to me 20 years ago. He probably didn't even know that that's what he was doing, but he's the type of person, so he has it in him. He can walk up to somebody and say something where I just don't have that or didn't have that. And so he walked up to me 20-something years ago, and he pointed out an issue that he saw that was a painful and personal issue. I've talked about it a little, about my skin, and I had this really bad case of acne. I wasn't feeling good about myself, and when I met him at a trade show, the first thing he said to me is like, hey, I noticed that you have a problem with your skin, and so I was, of course, mortified when he said that, but he said, I think I have something that can help you. So he care-fronted me with love and humility. He pointed out that there was a problem, but he immediately offered a solution and offered guidance to help me through that process. And so he didn't know it was called care-frontational 20 years ago, but that's what he was doing. And I think that here at Purium, we have so much to offer to the world. The world needs us. You know, people just don't know what they don't know. And for people like me, that it's hard to just go up and start a conversation in the grocery store when you see people putting the wrong kind of foods in their cart, or maybe when you're at a school picnic and you see what the other parents that are on the picnic are packing or bringing for snack for the group field trip. Sometimes it's hard to open up, to break the ice, and to say what you feel and to share what you know. But when you know the kind of life-changing benefit that can come with it and that you've got easy solutions so they can implement this change into your life, you just believe, you come from that space of humility and love, and you share your knowledge. And so you just break through that fear, make someone feel uncomfortable for just one moment, and it actually can be the most revolutionary, life-changing thing that could have happened to that person. And I know that's what happened to me when Dave approached me, and I'm so thankful, even though I was so humiliated in that moment, I am so thankful that he did, because who knows what path I would have been on if he had not have approached me with that. So care-frontation, if you have any fear about coming up and talking to somebody, remember care and confronting, love and humility versus pride and fear. Just jump. Take that leap, because we've got solutions that really can change people's lives forever, and they will be so thankful that you got over that self-limiting belief that you couldn't do it and that you did it. You took that step and you helped them. So I love that word, care-frontational.
I love that word, and thanks for providing the perspective and the specific example too with Dave, as to how it's affected your life and what it means. And I've heard that over and over. It's so much fun to travel around. It's one of the things that is fun about this road trip is, you know, you get to meet people who have had success, and to hear what that one gift card, what that one conversation meant to them, you know, from a health perspective or from a business perspective. And so I know that's something that you enjoy as well. Amy, anything else that you want to share about that idea or hearing some stories of success based upon, you know, somebody care-fronting using Purium or a Purium gift card?
Well, you know, the Purium gift card is just an amazing, you know, leap forward for people that, again, are a little bit afraid to approach people. I mean, I think the gift card was made for people like me. I mean, again, like you or Dave, it's so easy to walk up to someone and start talking about what you believe in, you know, and, you know, for some of us, like myself, it's just not that easy. And so the gift card is just, it's that solution. So when you walk up to someone and you start that conversation, which you could be a little fearful of, that conversation, that is the solution. That is the help. That's the easy way to bridge that gap. You know, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something that could change your life. And here, I'm not asking you to buy it. I'm asking you a gift. And so I love that we keep bridging the gaps to help people that maybe don't have as much confidence as a Dave Sandoval or a David Litt. You know, but we've got people that care. We've got people that love. And we've got people that want to make a difference in the world. And so I think the gift card is such a bridge to helping people like that, you know, get out there and make a difference while they build that confidence, you know, to become more like a David Litt or a David Sandoval.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think there are lots and lots of folks, me included, that want to become like an Amy Venner. As a girl from the South, you've got a huge, huge, huge amount of care, and you're definitely working on your confrontation. I'm a boy from the North, so I'm better at the confrontation than the care, but I'm working on it, and you're a great example, and I appreciate you, you know, sharing with everybody that, you know, there's an opportunity to be successful no matter how you come at it. Like you say, if you approach it with humility and love, and help people, then good things are happening. And we're seeing nurturers all around this business really having success using that gift card as the, you know, as the entry point to getting that bravery to make that first conversation. So thanks for sharing the concept and, you know, the story of you and Dave and all of that. And appreciate you being on tonight's call, and appreciate Dave for allowing me to hijack you on the Tuesday night call instead of the Wednesday night call.
Well, cool. Well, thanks so much for having me on. I'm looking forward to seeing people on my West Coast road trip. So check out those dates, and I can't wait to see everybody out there in Seattle, San Francisco, Long Beach, Phoenix, I think Tucson and Vegas. So looking super forward to it.
Yeah. West Coast, Southwest. Amy's got a lot of great locations, and we're starting to see signups all across the fall road trip, which is fun, and you know, maybe a little healthy competition going on, and it's exciting. You know, all these events are free, and so you know, you have the opportunity with zero excuses, not only for you to be there, but you know, to get lots of people in front of Dave and lots of people in front of Amy, and lots of people in front of our crowns. And you know, so I want to wrap up this call by talking about this 90-day run. And you know, one of the things that I love about the culture of our company and the crowns that we have on this team is that they're all so engaged in the business. They're active. They do what they, you know, they don't only talk the talk. They walk the talk. They actually do what they say they're promoting. And, you know, I've been doing lots and lots of three-way calls here. I've probably done more three-way calls in the last 10 days than I have in the last 8-10 months. And one of the people who's been keeping me busiest, and it's been funny because we've been laughing, saying, my gosh, we've been on the phone a lot together, but, you know, it's not about problems. It's about opportunities. I mean, she's been putting me in front of lots of great people. Is Two-Star Crown and Field Advisory Board member Mary Kay Mullally. And so, Mary Kay, when we talk about recruiting, when we talk about carefrontation, when we talk about putting people through the process and using the fall road trip and using the gift cards, I mean, I know for a fact that that's what you're doing each and every day. That's what you're teaching your people. I know you've been having lots of business planning sessions here over the last couple of weeks, and now it's time to get into action. So last week we talked about business planning sessions. Why don't you talk a little bit about getting into action?
Absolutely. Well, first, David, thank you so much for having me on the call. It's always such an honor. And I absolutely loved what Amy said about carefrontation, you know, approaching people from a place of humility and love versus pride and fear. And I think that not only goes for the prospects that we're approaching and asking to join the movement and partner up with us, but that also goes for our business partners and our promoters that we are working so closely with, you know, working with them from a place of humility and love and appreciation and gratitude for all their efforts and their hard work. You know, I mean, we've heard it said, you know, babies cry for it and men die for it, and that is acknowledgement, and I just love that versus pride and fear. So I just wanted to say I really took notes on that one while Amy was talking. So David, you know, I as you know, I've been doing tons of business planning sessions, and so have my Diamond Leaders, and the certainly the business planning sheet has made that really easy to do and very clear for people to know exactly you know, what they need to do and what goals they're going after for the month of September in terms of, you know, why are they doing this, getting reconnected with their why. You know, I know I'm reconnected with my why. I just went and walked through a brand new home, so, you know, I'm very excited. And also articulating the goal for rank and income, as well as specifically what actions people are going to take in terms of exposures, in terms of how many healthy happy hours. You know, myself personally, I'm taking on a 30 and 30 campaign, at least 30 exposures in the next month, and I'll probably do a lot more than that. I'm also doing a healthy happy hour every single week on a Sunday at my place for my new promoters. And then, of course, I'll be traveling, you know, and you know, all the other income-producing activities that we need to engage in order to have our business get going. So, you know, the thing I love about the business planning session worksheet as well is that it really makes it clear as to what we need to be doing on a monthly basis, you know, getting back into our phone. I love the Prospector app, being able to go through and identify your 10 new health people and your 10 new business people and start exposing them very, very quickly in order to enroll our new 5 and 3 this month. I certainly have that as a goal every single month, and I have it as a goal this month to enroll my 5 new PLC members and my 3 new customers. And, you know, I'm very excited for the month of September.
Well, you know, the game plan that you just outlined is a little bit of the all of the above. And I think for those who really want to earn some significant income, and I know that there are many of you on the line tonight, you know, that's the approach. It's the all of the above approach, which is healthy happy hours once a week. It's using the Prospector app and reaching out and you know, calling people or texting people, 10 health prospects, 10 business prospects, new ones. You know, Mary Kay was talking about 30 total, so maybe 10 local prospects as well. You know, reaching out to those people every single month, starting each month fresh. You know, I see it as a blank slate. You know, there's just something magical about the idea of a fresh month. So I love a blank piece of paper. I love the idea of filling out my planner and creating new goals and rethinking my business and understanding, you know, kind of where we're at and what we accomplished last month and now moving forward. And so, you know, that all of the above, you know, concept really takes on another level when you've got the fall road trip going on. So it's a whole nother layer and a whole nother level of potential activities that you can tap into. It gives you an excuse to reach out to people and say, who do you know in Florida? You know, who do you know in West Palm Beach? Who do you know in Fort Lauderdale or Orlando or Tampa or Jacksonville? Or, you know, who do you know in Texas? And we're going to be in Dallas and in Austin. All these things are happening in the next 10 days. So it's just another one of those excuses to try carefrontation like Amy was talking about. So I think you're a great example, Mary Kay, of that all of the above attitude. Is there anything that that, you know, as you've been doing these business planning sessions over the last couple of weeks, for people who are at Diamond rank or maybe below Diamond rank, you know, any insights that have come from, you know, your conversations that you think, as far as activities that are particularly important, income producing activities that you know, you find most effective, especially for a newer person?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that has become very clear to me in talking to my brand new promoters and my Diamond Leaders is that, you know, in this business, slow and steady, you know, we've all heard the expression, David, slow and steady wins the race. Well, that is not true in our business. You know, and maybe fortunately or unfortunately, slow and steady is not what wins the race. In our business, it's really about having a burst of energy and then going to maintenance, and then another burst of energy and then maintenance. And that's what's going to get you to where you want to go. So it's much like, you know, if you consider our business is like an airplane, and it's at the, you know, at the runway about to take off, if we put the plane into 20% throttle and try to roll down the runway, it's highly unlikely that we're going to take off. In this business, we've got to, you know, and even if you said, okay, I'm not going to go at 20% throttle to start my business. I mean, this is, you know, obviously you can't go at full throttle always. But if you said, okay, I'm going to put the plane into 50% throttle and roll down the runway and see if I'll take off. Of course, the plane is not going to take off. And it's the same with this business. We've got to put the plane into full throttle and the beginning of, in order to lift off, and get, you know, up into the air and be flying and on the course to where you want to go. And this business is no different. And so what I love about the 47-city and 47-day road trip that's coming up is that it's given me and my team an opportunity to really leverage that whole concept. Because, you know, I mean, what if I said to you, every single person on the phone, if you got, in the next 90 days of this road trip, if you were to put 1,000 people in the room of all of these different events over the next 90 days, that you would be a millionaire next year, would you do it? You know, like, think about it. It's a huge goal, but that's what this 90-day run is all about. It's an opportunity to get as many people in front of Dave and Amy and the Crowns and David Litt and yourself, David Litt, you know, have people in front of you so that they can be exposed and make a decision. And this is that plane that's about to take off, and it's the first of the month, and this is time to put the plane into full throttle so that we can take off and expose, invite, and fill those rooms, because that is what's going to take you to diamond if you're not diamond, and blue diamond if you're not one of the other diamonds, and crown if you're not there yet, and 2-star and 3-star and 5-star and royal crown, you know, for all of us that are looking to advance our business. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. I think that's a perfect analogy, and that's what's exciting to me right now is that we have so many people who want to go full throttle, and I just want to share one last concept. So thanks, Mary Kay, for, you know, that real world, very specific, targeted advice. And, you know, it was great to have you on the call last week to talk about the business planning sessions and now to talk about action. You know, the thing that I wanted to share is the idea of leverage. You know, this is a highly leveraged business model in general. And one of the benefits, if you think about it, is that we've got 47 cities in 47 days, and most people are paying $0 and 0 cents for all of that. The company is paying tens of thousands of dollars, and we've got 25 crowns flying all across the company, all across the country, and even into Canada at their own expense. So, between the company and the crowns, it is certainly not an exaggeration to say there's $100,000 or $150,000 or $200,000 or more in promotional value that's out there for free for you. And so for those who understand the value of leverage and timing and get excited about that and say, wow, the company and our leaders are spending a couple of $100,000 on me, I can either show up at one event by myself, or I could show up and bring two or three friends to my local event, or I can tap into that and really see the bigger picture, as Mary Kay said, and really start to look at, you know, who do I know in Florida, who do I know in Texas, who do I know in some of these cities, and how can I use this as an excuse, even looking further down the road, you know, who do I know in California or in Arizona or in Hawaii or in Utah, who do I know in those places, and get them doing healthy happy hours now. Getting them excited and building, and, you know, now. So the idea of you putting 1,000 people in the seats in 47 days yourself, very unlikely, very hard to do. But you enrolling 10 or 12 or 15 new people and doing some healthy happy hours and making some calls and having them make some calls and whatever, well, now the power of leverage, you know, that is not such a crazy idea. So set yourself a big goal here for the next 30 days. Use healthy happy hours. Use the Prospector app and your cell phone address book. Use Facebook and use that 47-city tour. And let's do some carefronting. I don't know if that's a word. I'm not sure if carefrontation is a word, but I love it. And we're gonna do that as a team. And thanks everybody for being on the line tonight. Special thanks to Amy Venner for sharing the concept and the idea of humility and love. She does it, you know, fantastic with everything that she does. And that's why we appreciate her so much. So thanks everybody for being on the line tonight. Tomorrow night, David Sandoval, training call, meet the owners call, product information, always valuable stuff, and probably our most popular call of the week. So you can invite people to that as well. You know, it's a call that's great for prospects, it's great for customers, and of course it's great for all of our members. So thanks everybody for joining us. Let's have a fantastic September, and catch you tomorrow night on Dave's Call. Bye now.